escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Thought there was going to be a thank you to BG.
It was. It's the closest I could get. There's no song that is like a perfect thank you. So it's I led with thank you. That's the best I could do. It's a great song. Shout out to Sly and the Family Stone.
So BG, in just a
thank
moment.
Thank you, BG.
Let me tell you this. Time's yours. We're not going to do it today because we want to maximize our time with Brandon for the next 20 minutes or so in studio. So no time's yours. We'll have it tomorrow. But when we do, time's yours, always brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's welcome one of our favorites ever in Philadelphia sports, both as a player and as a person, our buddy in studio, the retired but still very active Brandon Grant. BG, good morning, buddy.
Oh, good morning, man. Good morning.
How are you, pal?
You know what? Happy to be back in my seat, man. Talking to you. You know, having some fun.
BG! Because,
You know, I gotta say a little bit, man. You
what?
Know, remember all that stuff you was talking all season last year, man? What we do? What we do, man? What we do?
I'm a motivator. Brandon, I'm a motivator, yeah. Man.
Get him, Brandon. Get him.
Motivator. I got you.
No, Jalen certainly didn't need
Brandon,
motivation.
Brandon, real quick, who won Super Bowl MVP? I can't remember. Wait, who won this?
Was it number one?
Oh, that's who it was. Okay. It was Jalen Hurts. Yep. Yeah. Thank you.
Well done, Brandon. How the first few months of retirement? By the way, we got a cool announcement coming up in a moment. Mm-hmm. He's not coming out of retirement. I don't want to tease anyone.
Let's get way out in front of that one.
To be clear, it's not that. But, Brandon, how have the first few months of retirement been for you?
It's been fun. Honestly, busy, of course, but in a good way, a great busy, because going out on top, I mean, man, I feel like I'm still a part of it because we're still talking Super Bowl stuff. But I know now that the season start, now it's the ups and downs of the feelings of everything that's going on for the season. But it's been a fun one for me, man. But now it's a little uncomfortable because it's like, wow, dang, first time not going to be out there strapped up on that field. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For the first game, and it's against Dallas. So it's got me going. But, man, I'm dealing with those feelings every day and just enjoying myself and trying to get ready but it's new schedule and get used to that.
Sure, absolutely.
So what do you do? What do you do to get ready? What have you been doing with yourself lately?
I mean, you know what? Just enjoying the kids, keeping myself busy, different appearances, you know, just being a part of cool brands and, man, just having fun, honestly. But now it's getting serious because the season here. Now all that stuff's starting to little die down because it's the season. So
uh-huh.
I'm feeling a little like, wow, man. But I'm good. Trust me. But you got to live through it, though.
What part do you think you'll miss the most? There's the game day, the actual 3 hours. There's the locker room with the guys.
Mm-hmm.
There's the quest to win a Super Bowl or others. What part do you think you'll miss the most?
Those hard moments of when we got to figure out the problems of, okay, how can we handle this? Because last year was fun. But we had stuff we had to figure out, and that was and when you figure them out, and you finally get to the mountaintop, man, it's like stuff that you talk about. So I would say a little bit of the culture of the brotherhoods that you have, and the bonds that you built with the guys, but just problem solving. That's the biggest thing, man, because we all got a goal every year. Every team got a goal. But it's the who problem solve the best. And, of course, you got to have good players too. Yeah. But that don't always match up if the good players is not balling like other good players. And so sometimes you got to put your ego to the side, your pride to the side, and work for the bigger cause. And I know we did a lot of that last year, and it was so cool to see it happen in a big way for us this year.
Do you love football more now? Or more last year at this time? When you can compare, if you can compare the way that you feel about
Now, I still feel as a player, man, I can't imposing your will on another man and talking stuff to another guy. That's me all day, like, even in practice.
it's hard to replicate that outside the game.
Where else can you do that? You can't do that nowhere else. And you can't be out here talking to the guys like you've been talking to them, and then feel good about yourself later.
Right, that's rough.
You just said the supermarket, back it quicker. What you doing? Come on.
I did see a lady yesterday filming a video talking some junk because she's not happy with SEPTA. So you could.
I don't think she's the only one. Let me tell you,
I will say this. She was as passionate about that topic, Brandon, as you've been playing football, man. Uh-huh. Holy mackerel. She was cranking it up.
But so, I do think it would be interesting. I know that your experience has been very different than my experience. I was very upset with football for a year. Yeah. I was so mad at football, I wouldn't watch it for a year because it was almost like I was punishing it because it no longer wanted me or something. Mm-hmm. Like, I really did feel like it was this entity that was holding it against me that I could no longer play, and I was mad at it. Yep. And I was going to get it by not watching it. Mm-hmm. It really didn't work.
Well, I
was dying to watch it. Every day I was away, I was thinking about it, wondering what was happening while I was gone. So I don't recommend going that route.
No, I was going to say, hearing stories like that, it just make me like, let me face it, like, so that I can deal with it as I'm facing it. And then when that time comes, you don't even think about it because you're so hype into your new life of whatever your schedule become after football. So I know what you're saying, though, because
it's scary.
People don't call you and they don't need, like,
it's different.
You used to be in, oh man, you know where you need to be during certain times of the year, and right now it's like, how we not, hey, where you at, man? Like, you know, or wherever.
They,
like,
made, you know, an saying? Itinerary for you for 16, 17, well, geez, you go back to college. Yes, we're talking the last 25 years of your life. Mm-hmm. Now that's not there anymore.
Yep.
You know, it's hard to figure out exactly how to get started doing that for yourself.
Yep.
So
I'm with you. I'm thankful that I do have that in place, but it's still uncomfortable because now, how am I going to do with this new schedule? This new territory I'm going in, even though I've been doing all the TV and radio stuff, but now this is my life. Now I have to really make sure I'm working it every day like how I did in football and bring that same mindset to go out there and be the best version of myself while being myself and enjoying and talking my crap on whoever we having fun with. And now I just got to make sure it ain't serious like how I need to be for football.
Sure.
PG, and by the way, this is all part of the Eagles Radiothon today. You can bid. Everyone can bid right now. EaglesRadiothon.com for some incredible items that include Super Bowl tickets, opportunity to golf with Saquon Barkley and Jason Kelce together, and so much more. Please check out the items at EaglesRadiothon.com. Brandon, when you retired, you famously indicated there's a 90% and a 10%. Like, you're retired, but you're sort of 90% retired and 10% still kicking in the idea of not being retired. Mm-hmm. How loud is the 10% right now?
Man. Hey, it's always going to stay there because, man, that fire and that burn always going to go through. Even when I went out there for the first time against the Browns and see the practice, I was just like, man, just put me back in that mood when I was watching one-on-ones with the guys. And I'm like, man, somebody better speak up and say something. Let the boys know what they about to get into, you know, all that stuff. And it just brought me back out a little bit, man. But that's where I started to feel it a little bit. Like, man, I missed this for real. So the 10% will always be that because I'm always feel that. Even when I'm at the game and talking in the stands, it's just like what you would have done in this or what I would have told somebody during this time. And, you know, you're going to play the game in your mind like how as a player. until I can learn how to do it as a real
fan. I'll say this though, Brandon, the 10% though, 7 years from now, like your body in 7 years won't be able to do what your body can do now.
Oh yeah.
I mean, your body showed last year you could still play. If they run into injuries, and it happens sometimes, teams get injuries, you know, three or four guys in the same spot. If they call you up in November, do you think you'd be able to answer that call and interested?
I'm going to just say I hope they don't need me.
That's wise.
Fair enough.
We got Nolan Smith and we got Jalix Hunt coming off the edges. And then we got a bunch of guys who made this team that none of us as Eagles fans have any experience with.
Mm-hmm.
So what can you tell us about Azeez Ojulari and Josh Uche and Ogbo Okoronkwo?
Well, all of them have had success in the league, but injury has prevented a bunch of them. So I know that for them, it's about staying healthy and making sure that you can go out and play. And then you got to make sure that you, whatever that you need, that you're struggling with or that you struggle with that has a label on you, like my biggest thing is for this defense, in order for you to get a rush, you got to stop the run. And so I want to see how we do against the run, because last year we did great because everybody was where they were supposed to be. Everybody was holding their gaps. And I feel like we're going to do that. I'm just saying, like, but now we got to see that. We got to see that happen with these new guys. And people got to create their new name. Let people know you don't have experience, but you go out there and make plays. Then you like, that's my guy right there. You'll be out here talking good about those guys, but they gotta go do it.
Eagles Radiothon rolls on, eaglesradiothon.com. So, Brandon, you've been part of this Radiothon since it started.
Mm-hmm.
Autism Foundation, I mean, you've been around since, I don't know.
Yes.
So, Bill Clinton was president. Eisenhower, you've been here forever. All right. So, but now in a retired sense. So, there's going to be an item. My understanding is maybe it's not. We don't know the item yet. Yeah. At least I don't know the item. But you have an idea what the item is going to be in the next couple hours. Is that correct?
Well, I do. But we waiting to see everything before we announce. But just know, Eagles fans, I'm still a part of it. I'm still going to be here. I mean, Eagles autism is something that I know that. I can appreciate and want to serve and help and support. So whatever it is that we're doing, you will know soon.
Nice. All right, so sometime today or tomorrow, because this thing ends at 5 o'clock tomorrow, there's going to be a Brandon Graham-related item, EaglesRadiothon.com. So be on the lookout for that in the coming hour. All right, also, let me give you an announcement. So Brandon Graham is buddies with Kevin Hart, Philadelphia's own Kevin Hart. And Kevin Hart... And congratulations to you, Brandon, has tapped his buddy, BG, as an ambassador for, you know, this is Kevin's tequila. It's now also going to be Brandon's tequila.
Wow.
Gran Coromino tequila, the official luxury tequila of the Philadelphia Eagles and of Brandon Graham.
Yes, sir.
BG, congratulations, man. Brand ambassador.
Man, it's been really cool. Met Kevin Hart, probably a couple.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus, free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Years ago, and it's been cool because he's a hard-working guy just like me. Felt like it was just a match made. And then he got a roast that's for the fans that I like. And there's so many different things that I felt like, man, we do similar things. And it's kind of it was just cool that we can come together because I like tequila. That's all I really drink anyway. And so, man, to be a part of this brand has been everything. And, man, just excited because there's so much good stuff going on. now I'm just trying to get used to the new stuff.
Good. What do you love about Gran Coromina? I know you're a big fan of tequila, a little margarita mix in there.
It's smooth, man. And, you know, that's the biggest thing for me with tequila, because some can bite, for sure.
and, right. And I understand that Kevin, upon your return, look, he's a huge Philly sports fan. He's a huge Eagles fan, the whole deal. Mm-hmm. I understand he gifted you some Gran Coromina upon your retirement, sent you a package. That's pretty cool.
Yes, he did. And, you know, I want to say, hey, we got another brand ambassador, too, that's coming up, too.
Who's that guy?
Hey, the Hammer.
Oh, no!
Come
what?
On,
my
brother. What is that?
You, right?
You brought me that?
Oh, man, we got you.
Oh,
too.
Brandon, give me that, my man. Thank you, sir.
That.
How about this? I'm very proud to represent Gran Coromina along with Brandon. Obviously, it's Kevin's company. It's an unbelievable tequila company. It's Philadelphia's own. It's got the Philadelphia spirit. And, of course, official of the Philadelphia Eagles as well. Brandon, I appreciate this, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Brandon just handed me a big old bottle. And then, by the way, another bottle.
Yeah.
By the way, you know what this represents? One Super Bowl, another Super Bowl.
Another one.
You lining up some shots now, Joe?
You get ready. I need a third, all right?
If you look at it like how I looked at it, like you see the little bottle and the big bottle, like that's the new ring on the big side and then the old one.
That's right.
Oh, man, that ring make it look little. Boy.
I appreciate this, man. So, Gran Coromina, look, I appreciate it. Obviously, so let me just say this about Kevin and about you. LeBron, out of the commercial. I want Kevin Hart and Brandon Graham in the national commercial. I respected LeBron, but I want you sitting on that couch next to Kevin Hart in the next commercial. I'm just saying that.
Nah, it's our turn. It's our turn. Philly. Let Philly run it real quick.
Absolutely. And obviously, Brandon, you know, Kevin's got a lot going on in the community, you know, beyond just tequila. I mean, a real Philly guy, charitable initiatives, the whole deal.
Yep.
It's not just the roast and the entertainment. He's got a great heart, and obviously there's a lot of excellence and authenticity and community awareness and all that. I know you're proud to partner with him for those reasons as
well. Yeah, it's similar, man. We all out here, we put our heart into it, and his last name just happened to be Hart, and he definitely showed it.
That's right. So you're going to have events with Gran Coromina, correct? You're going to be doing some signings sometimes and public speaking.
We're
going to
be in Jersey. We're going to be in Philly. You know, we're going to be right here in the Philly area, South Philly. All that stuff. So I'm excited.
Good for you. Well, Brandon Graham with Gran Coromina, I'm proud to be involved as well.
Mm-hmm.
Really good stuff. Brandon, the book. You came out with the book for kids a couple months ago. How's that going? Tell us what's going on.
That has been going really good. I mean, I get more, hey, my son loves your book. I get so much of that when I'm out. So it's been really good, really good. It came from the heart. Everything that I stand for, you know, every word. It was just like, wow, like I thought about it and what meant something to me in every letter of the alphabet and gave a word. And so I was proud of that.
That was great. No, I thought it was really amazing. And what's the target age for that? Is that about 4, 5, 6?
Man, it could be anybody for real, because it just talks about motivation, just things like life lessons that I've learned in life. And so I just say it's really for the kids starting off,
sure,
because you want to catch them early. But I'll catch myself even wanting to read it to my kids even more, even for myself, to like reminders of certain things when you don't believe in yourself a little bit, or you doubting yourself and you're getting a little nervous about upcoming things. Just know you got here for a reason. You put the work in, so just continue to keep living it one day at a time.
It's great, man. All right, Eagles, Cowboys in 8 days. Gut feeling. Micah Parsons plays in the game or doesn't play in the game?
Man,
gut feeling.
You crazy to think he ain't playing. They gonna figure it out right before they. But
I don't know, man. Le'Veon Bell sat out a whole year.
Hey,
this one's pretty ugly, Brandon.
This is kind of ugly, but man. Yeah, we gonna see. It must got something. All I know is that's their problem. Because I can't wait for them birds to go out there. With them or without, they gonna dominate. That's how I'm feeling right now.
John, what's your gut feeling? Does Micah Parsons play in that game?
The Dallas Cowboys, they keep doing this. They'll mess this up somehow. Dak was on the books for $90 million a couple years ago.
This one feels different to me. I don't think he plays.
Well, Micah has requested a trade. It's all a bunch of posturing at this point. There's no way Dallas lets this guy get away. There is no way. They will try to pay him. And it's going to be like $100 million against their cap. We, as Eagles fans, should be celebrating how poorly they've handled all of it. Mm-hmm. I think he'll be signed up. I think he'll be putting himself at risk to some degree because he has not practiced. He has not been playing. And this is all a mess that works to the Eagles' favor. So that's all I know for sure. It will work to the Eagles' favor, and they're messing it up as close to as completely as possible.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Really is.
Eight ball on that one, for real. He missed some training camp, man. You know how you got to build that callus.
Sure.
You got to get ready for it.
Yeah.
Because when you're in training camp, you're working. But when the game comes, you exert a little more energy than you would in practice. So I know for him, hey, man, you know, get it right.
Yeah. Hopefully. All right, let's round out our Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. First poll question. So, Brandon, you might have missed this, but I got whooped yesterday in a race really bad. Like, let me tell you how bad. The camera angle couldn't even put me and Jack Fritz in the same lens. Like,
it was a 400. Just take a guess what his time was in the 400.
Long time?
Well, it was a minute 34.
It
could have been faster if I had to push it. It was no point. I was so far behind. I mean, what's the point? All right.
That 400, though, is a beast. I'll tell you that.
It's rough.
I ran it one time, and, man, when I got to – I was in the eighth lane, ran it 300 yards, I'm going. By the time that last 100 came, I felt like I was moving slow motion. That's how tired I was.
Sure. Yeah.
All right, so the poll question is, were you surprised how easily Jack demolished me yesterday in the race? John, 85% say they are not surprised. I was a little surprised. I thought I'd lose, but I lost.
What's surprising is
it was not surprising at all.
You take that result and you say, "I've got all the confidence in the world that I'm going to dismantle him when we play basketball."
I didn't say that.
But I think I got more skill than him in basketball, and I expect to win. Second poll question: which radiothon item would you rather be the winning bid on? Super Bowl tickets, which may or may not be an Eagles game, or golf with Jason Kelce and Saquon Barkley. John, which won the poll?
Golf with Jason and Saquon.
It does not. But
no,
it's close.
I am shocked by that.
It's close.
Did people misunderstand the question?
Are people getting so used to the Eagles Super Bowl that they just
move
around?
I think that's it. Must be. It must be.
What are we? Patriots fans now? Yeah. All right. The Eagles could be in the Super Bowl,
and I might still take golf with Jason. Right. I can watch the Super Bowl on TV. Like that's an unbelievable thing.
All right. So Super Bowl tickets were 55% of the vote. And Goff with Kelce and Saquon were 45% of the vote. Let me remind everyone on our way out the door before we turn it over to Joe and Hugh. Radiothon rolls on all the way through 5 o'clock tomorrow. And all these items you can bid on at EaglesRadiothon.com. And includes the opportunity for our show to do a remote broadcast from your business or your home. So please get bidding on that and all the items. There are some incredible items. Again, be on the lookout for Brandon's item, which is going to be unleashed in the next couple of hours. BG, we could talk to you forever, but the problem is Joe and Hugh, and I don't mean this in a negative to them, their show starts really soon. So we got to say sayonara, my man. But let me say this. As always, love you. Congrats. Thank you. Keep being you, man. And everyone buy Brandon's book. Where is the book? Is it Amazon.com and all that good stuff?
Amazon, Brandon, BG's, ABC's.
Love it. Mm-hmm. And also Grand Coromino. Both Brandon and I know we both thank Grand Coromino, our association. Yes. We're looking forward to all sorts of fun through the football season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to do a lot of stuff with Grand Coromino, which is going to be great. And, John, we got to come up with a winner for what was obvious quickly. I think it's really between two things. Tiger in 1997 was going to be incredible when he won that first Masters. And Randy Moss was going to have an incredible season as a rookie, which was also 1998.
And I was right there. I was there with Tiger.
I'll go Randy Moss.
I was there for both.
Randy Moss.
Watching closely.
I need a vote, John. Randy?
Okay.
All right, Randy Moss it is. All right, Brandon, stay well, bud. It's always good seeing you.
Oh, yeah, appreciate you.
All right, Joe and you, ladies and gentlemen, they're up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Radiothon rolls on. Phillies and Mets later on today as well. Joe and Hugh are up next.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.